So if we come to 5G, it's funny because the first time I sat here and we chatted, what was it? Was it 2018?
Over 2 years ago.
2018.
2 years ago.
Part of that chat was about my opinion of 5G. And some people have started putting those clips out on the internet. Because I pointed out that 5G was a tremendously greater power of electromagnetic energy than we'd ever seen before. It's not just a little touch on from 4G. 4G is bad enough. 3G is bad enough. It's not just a touch on from 4G. It's a whole new part of the electromagnetic spectrum, millimeter waves, and immensely more powerful than anything we've seen before. Now, the human body is an electromagnetic field. The brain communicates with the rest of the body and the cells electrically. It processes thought, information electrically. We are on one level electrical, electromagnetic organisms, entities. When that electromagnetic field is in balance, we are healthy. When it is in imbalance or disharmony, we get disharmony, which manifests as what we call physical disease and psychological disease through the way the processing of information by the brain is affected. We are now being bombarded 24/7 by electromagnetic, technologically generated electromagnetic fields and Wi-Fi. And in this period of running up to this virus, we've had the introduction in more and more places of 5G. Now, there's a book called The Invisible Rainbow by a man called Arthur Furstenberg. And he has been researching the impact on health of electromagnetic fields, technologically generated, for a long time. And in this book, he documents that every time we have had a major, quote, epidemic, global epidemic, going back to Spanish flu in 1918, which had nothing to do with Spain. It came out of military bases. That every time we've had this pandemic situation, so often with flu-like symptoms, it has preceded the introduction of another level of power of technologically generated radiation. And Furstenberg said in 2018, before 5G and before COVID-19, that every single massive increase in technologically generated radiation impacting on the Earth's magnetic field, which we're interacting with all the time, has produced massive problems in terms of health for the human population. He said that in 2018. In 2019, they introduce 5G, which some of us and loads of doctors and scientists who call for it to be stopped because it hasn't been tested, they admit that, for its impact on psychology and human health.
Has it had any independent tests?
None. The only independent testing it's had, which has been by truly independent people outside of the telecommunications industry, you've seen people say this could be disastrous for human health, and they've called for it to be stopped. Doctors, scientists from 41 countries have signed letters saying this has got to be stopped. Of course, it wasn't stopped. And the reason that it's been rolled out without testing, which they've admitted on Capitol Hill, a senator asked the members of the telecommunications industry, this was last year, how much testing have you done? How much money have you spent on testing the effect of 5G on human health. And they said zero. Reason that is because if they had, and that had been publicly published, 5G would never have been allowed. So,
but the telecom companies don't want to hurt us with the 5G, not them particularly.
We come back to the pyramid. The telecommunications industry is owned by this cult, ultimately, because what the telecommunications industry is doing with all this smart technology and satellites, which I'll get to in a second, beaming 5G at every inch of the earth, is absolutely crucial to total human control via artificial intelligence. So in the pyramid of the telecommunications industry, there will be lots of people here who are clueless about the impact and really wouldn't really want to look at it because look at all the dollars available. But when you get to that level of the telecommunications industry, the focal point of control, they absolutely know what it's going to do. And why? Because they want that done, because they want its that effect on humanity. They have the ability to manipulate people psychologically and just basically, they could do a mass cull with 5G. So what does 5G do? What does 4G do? But 5G even more. It poisons the cells, which get poisoned by technological electromagnetic fields. The cells get poisoned. They release exosomes as a immune response, and they test for COVID-19. So, where was the first Chinese city to introduce 5G just before the virus broke out? Wuhan. So here's another scenario that people might just take on board and think about. And by the way, before I say that, while this lockdown has been going on, I know from communications to me and Gaz and Jamie at davidicke.com, I know from all the postings on the internet, not just in Britain, but around the world in America, that while this lockdown has been going on, 5G masts are being rolled out at a very rapid rate. In the same period of this lockdown, something like another 21 towns and cities have been opened in Britain to 5G. 5G is being rolled out all over the world at a very great rate of knots.
This is a time where everything is supposed to be stopped.
Yeah.
And they're still building towers overnight.
Yes, because that's considered essential work. And to the cult, it is essential because they want 5G everywhere. At the same time that this is happening in terms of towers all over the world being rolled out, and of course people are not able to protest because they are isolated from each other and under house arrest. That's why they're doing it. Elon Musk, who is, I wouldn't call him a psychopath because that's not enough. This man is a super psychopath. Reason, he knows what this impact is going to be. He is putting, week by week, more and more satellites at low altitudes, beaming 5G at the Earth. And he has permission for like tens of thousands already, and he's just getting towards that goal. What he wants is 42,000. Already, with just the ones he's got up there now, the astronomy community, he's been complaining around the world. They can't see the frickin' night sky anymore because of these satellites, which are beaming 5G at the Earth. And while this lockdown has been on, he has been given permission by the Federal Communications Commission, which allowed the rollout of 5G without testing because it's owned by the cult. He's been given permission for 1 million ground antenna in America, which will, through electromagnetic fields, connect with the satellites. Because what they're creating, I've been writing this for decades, they are creating a technological sub-reality of 5G, what they call the smart grid, surrounding the world with satellites and pouring this stuff in. Because they're creating a sub-reality to which the human mind will be connected to via AI, and they're even giving you a time when this would start to happen in a serious way, 2030, a year that keeps coming up for everything. So that's what is going on.
And he got this permission during the lockdown.
Yes, during the lockdown. Now, let's just look at this. Let's take a Chinese scenario. But I've got to say this first. 5G is a range of frequencies. It's not one frequency. Now, they're starting here, but they want to go there. And they can already go there, and going there has great implications in the ways that I'm going to describe. If people go to that package for London Real viewers on my website, they'll see in the line of videos a New York doctor. This is a New York doctor who's so exasperated he made a video. He just kind of really stepped out of the box. And he's been working at a emergency intensive care unit at a hospital in New York. And what he says on this video is, look, this is not COVID-19. That's not what we're told it is. He says, we were told, look at the pyramid, right? And everyone does as they're told. He said, we were told to treat people with lung problems that come to us as people who have an infectious disease called COVID-19. He said, that is not what we are seeing. It's after the interview, go and see him talk on the video. This is not what we're seeing, he said. He said, I've never seen anything like this in terms of what I'm seeing in the lungs of these people and what these people are suffering and dying from. This is what he said. Their lungs look like someone who's flying at 30,000 feet and there's cabin pressure disappears, the oxygen disappears, and they slowly die of lack of oxygen. He said another analogy, it's like their lungs look like something I would expect if you took someone and you put them on the top of Everest with no acclimatization and obviously no breathing apparatus, you would expect their lungs to do that. He said, I don't know what's going on, but it's not COVID-19, it's not an infectious disease, and I've never seen anything like it. Now, and this is admitted by the telecommunications industry. 5G at 60 gigahertz, which is where they want to take it, and I say already bloody have on the quiet, stops the human body and blood absorbing oxygen. If someone is hit by 60 gigahertz frequencies of 5G, they will not be able to absorb enough oxygen. They would just collapse in the street. And that, those symptoms, that outcome, is so exactly what this doctor in New York is describing, he is seeing, but says, I don't know what's going on, never seen anything like it. And, you know, let me just bring this around. They have not had enough dead people, despite fixing the figures and getting as many people to die of COVID-19 as possible, to justify the fact that it's this vastly deadly virus. But at the same time, the death figures are basically not going up of all causes. They're building morgues. They're turning football pitches into morgues. They're doing it in many, many countries. They're having preparations for lots and lots of dead people. They don't fit, except just fixing the figures wouldn't justify filling those, because they'd never do it. And if they're building all these massive mortuaries, etc., and the figures start to go down, as they have in China, oh, we're through it, they're going to look total prats. So why are they doing it? Well, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but I'm saying this is something that we should watch for. The more, this is why they're doing it now, rolling out all these 5G towers, etc., everywhere, these satellites, the more that they expand 5G, the more 5G is going to impact upon the population's health. And the more it impacts upon the population's health, the more they can say it's caused by COVID-19. And if they start firing out 5G at 60 gigahertz, they're going to have a lot of people who are going to keel over because they can't absorb oxygen. Now, if they did that, they could start filling mortuaries and they could say, look, this is the virus, what it's doing, we must have even more lockdown, and it must go on and on and on and on. So we need to watch for that. If given the figures and the numbers we've had so far, if people start going down in large numbers in anywhere in the world where there's 5G and end up in these mortuaries, we should start to question big time and put two and two together. Because that happening on the trajectory of figures so far would be unexplainable, but not if they're taking oxygen out of the atmosphere. And it can be done in a very small area. You can target an old people's home, and you can take the oxygen out with 5G, and people will die. And you'll say COVID-19. And you know what's happening? And there's been, you know, what are now called citizen journalists. People who go out with their cameras and their phone cameras to film this stuff. What they're doing while the schools are closed, what they're doing while people are locked away, is they're putting 5G into schools. You know where else they're putting 5G? Into frickin' hospitals. They're putting 5G everywhere. And so once this is set up, they have the ability to manipulate people psychologically and physically. And where this is all leading, well, part of where it's all leading, is to the vaccine.
Now, before we get to the vaccine, there's hospitals that we've seen that are vacant.
Yeah.
There are these emergency things that are vacant. And some of these curves are, we're told, are flattening. Which means, like you said, they're not going to be used.
No.
Which is going to make this all look like a big overreaction, which is going to make all these lockdown powers be able to easily be reversed.
Yeah, so exactly. So the question is, are they going to allow that to happen and just say, oh, no, because this is the key. This is the scam. When these figures that this Imperial College and this Neil Ferguson prat claimed don't manifest, what are they going to say? The lockdown was the reason they didn't manifest. So basically they can't lose. But they locked down Italy on March the 9th, and the figures had just gone and gone and gone and up week after week after week after week. Whereas in China, they went down like that. So will they just let it go down and that's the end of it? Or are they building these massively overreacting morgues, etc., for a reason? Because you're absolutely right. We are told by the media, and by the media, I don't mean journalists, by the way. They'll never be journalists. We're talking about war zone hospitals. Now, if they start using 60 gigahertz 5G to take out people absorbing oxygen, then they may well be war zone hospitals in that scenario. But as things are, they're not war zone hospitals. People have been going around all over the world, you're absolutely right what you say, to these war zone hospitals. They're freaking empty. They're empty. One guy went round a hospital in Stoke Mandeville for 2 hours filming everything. Bloody place was empty. What did they do? Did they, well done, mate. Why is this hospital empty? It's supposed to be a war zone. They've jailed him for doing that. And the you look, you mentioned it earlier, this is a very important point. We have in this country a government department, a government censor, called Ofcom, Office of Communications, which is the regulator of British broadcasters. They have said, and it's run by a lady called Melanie Dawes. And we need to note these names down, ladies and gentlemen. And when we're through this, at some level through it, these people have to be called to account. We have a situation where this lady and her organization, which is a government department, has told British broadcasters, and of course they've complied spinelessly as usual, that they will face serious sanctions if they allow any discussion on their television stations and radio stations about any connection between 5G and so-called COVID-19. The British government, through this other idiot, the health secretary, Matt Hancock, you know, people are sitting there all over their houses, 66 million people in this country, oh yeah, sitting in my house and doing as I'm told, because this guy who you wouldn't let run a Lego house, Hancock, he's saying that everyone must do that. I mean, what are we doing? Anyway, people like him are now saying to the giants of Silicon Valley, your Zuckerbergs at Facebook, your Brins and Pages at Google, and your Wachowskis at Google own YouTube, etc., that they should ban people who are making a connection between 5G and this COVID-19 crisis. So that tells you, one, they couldn't care less about freedom and the right to free debate. Thus, they have no right to be in government and no right to be running a broadcast regulator. But it tells you something else. Number two, it tells you there is a link between 5G and this health crisis, COVID-19, as they call it. There is a link. There's only one reason they don't want it discussed, because there is a link. And who's been promoting 5G and the rollout of 5G? Who runs the licenses for 5G? Ofcom, same woman. So there is a link between 5G and this so-called COVID-19, the situation we're facing. That's why they want to shut it down. If you can't win a debate, and they can't win this one, then don't have it. That is the motto of every tyranny in known human history. And
And this is the only thing they're telling broadcasters not to talk about. They're not talking about, don't talk about the vaccines, don't talk about the this. It's this specific thing.
Yeah.
And they're going out there. If I was a radio station or television station right now, I'd probably be arrested. We would have been shut down today. but we're not, because we're not governed by them right now.
Right now. But I mean they want the censorship to go on and on and on, because you see, when your conspiracy is control of perception, which means control of behavior, see, the control of perception, there is a virus and it's dangerous, has led to behavior of compliance with house arrest. If people realize there is no frickin' virus and it's a total scam, then their likelihood of acquiescing in that way is less, because their perception is different, so their behavior is different. So where does perception come from? It comes from information received. That's why they want to dominate control of information. And let's just ask this question. Say there's no connection whatsoever between 5G and this COVID-19 so-called pandemic. Say there's no connection. What harm is done by discussing whether there is on a broadcast station? None. So the reason they don't want it discussed is there is a frickin' link. The fact that, the broadcasters are just, yes, miss, sorry, miss, shows that they're next to bleeding useless. It's websites like mine, it's London Real and such organizations around the world where the real journalism goes on and the real information is made available to people. Because don't ask the mainstream to tell you. The BBC is not a news organization, it's a government department. What they call journalists are actually civil servants in truth. Call themselves journalists, they're not. You look at any situation and the BBC will toe the establishment line and promote nothing but that line and not allow questioning of it every time. BBC is long past the point where it is any use to anyone except the government. And so we come round to vaccines.
First of all, 5G towers in Belfast, Liverpool, Birmingham in the last week have been burned. And overnight, because people are responding. There's all of this stuff going on in the Facebook groups. What do you think of that? And I know towards the end of this, you're going to tell us about next steps for us, but what do you think about that action?
It's not for me to tell anyone what to do, because that's their right to choose. But you look at the situation, and if 5G continues and reaches where they want to take it, human life as we'd known it is over. I've been saying this for so long. Oh, you're mad. That David Icke's mad. Oh, yeah, okay. You're not laughing now, are you? So people have to make a decision. You know, I am personally absolutely anti-violence against people. I don't see violence against people taking us absolutely anywhere. It's just an if you use violence against people in the name of doing something you believe to be right, then you're just a mirror of what you are seeking to fight. You know, I have this phrase, what you fight, you become. What you hate, you become. But people will have to make their own decisions. All I will say and repeat again, if this 5G continues and this rollout continues, that's it, over. What people decide to do about that is up to them. But it's very clear that what's happened is people have been put under house arrest on this false premise. So there's no gathering, there's no ability to protest. And so they have free rein to rapidly deploy and expand 5G, while so many people have had their employment destroyed, have had their businesses destroyed, because they are deemed by the government non-essential, whereas rapidly deploying 5G towers with all their destructive and psychological potential is deemed to be essential work. Now, you put that little lot together and you can see that there is a massive conspiracy going on here to roll out 5G without protest. And that means it ain't good for humanity. And Elon Musk, who's this Silicon Valley celebrity, oh, look, it's Elon Musk, is, like all of these people involved in this, a super psychopath. He should be in jail for the rest of his human life, and I hope they would put him in the same cell as Bill Gates, because they deserve each other. He is putting up more and more satellites, beaming this desperately destructive 5G at the Earth. Because they, you see, when you're building a technological sub-reality to which every human being is connected via AI connections to the brain, then you have to create a situation where there is a, if you like, Wi-Fi field in every inch of the planet. The only way you're going to do that is from space, every inch of the planet. And that's what they're doing. And Elon Musk knows that. And that's why he's a psychopath. Talking of which, we may turn to
vaccines.
Bill Gates.
And then I want to talk about the psychology of what all this is doing to us.
Exactly. So where this is leading is a vaccine. And in that vaccine will be lots of genetic material, stuff that will trigger poison in the cells, which will trigger exosomes, which will, oh, the virus. But also in that vaccine will be nanotechnology microchips. I mentioned a few minutes ago that Elon Musk had got permission for 1 million ground antennae to interact with his satellites. These nano microchips, which are being put into us in many ways, but let's keep with the vaccines, are well beyond the ability of human sight to see. That's why they're nano. And they are known as smart dust, of course, smart on everything. They're known as nanobots. They're known as neurobots. Lots of different names they give them. Smart dust will do. And the idea is to put them in the body, and they will act within humans like the ground antenna act with the satellites of Musk. They connect humans to this grid, this technological sub-reality, this AI-controlled sub-reality. So we basically become nothing more than computer terminals. That's the idea. And I'll tell you a quick story, which will lead me round to nano microchips in vaccines. In the late 1990s, I was asked to go and see a CIA scientist in California because he wanted to get out things that were going on, but he couldn't. And why he couldn't became very obvious. So I went to see him at his house. He's in Southern California. And his family's there and his children are there. And they gave me some food and we had a long chat that evening. And he wanted to tell me things that were happening because he couldn't. He said he joined the CIA, he was a scientist, because he thought he was serving his country. And he said when he got in, he realized that this conspiracy I've been exposing for 30 years was actually happening. That's why he contacted me. And he said, I'm not doing it. No. I'm not doing that. I'm not playing a part in that. And he walked out. He said, Next time, next thing he knew, he left home after he'd walked out, and he said, "I've got missing time." He said, "I don't know what happened after that. The next thing I know after leaving home is I woke up on this medical type bench in this room." He was on his own. And he's lying there and he gets his faculties back and he realizes something stuck to his chest. So he opens his shirt and he was opening his shirt and showing me as he was telling me this story. I seriously wasn't expecting it, I can tell you. And what happens, as he opened his shirt, on his chest was like a see-through plastic shampoo sachet. And inside was this orangey liquid, orangey golden type liquid. And he said, because I'd asked him the question before he did this, why do you do what you do? I knew what the answer was going to be, but I wanted him to tell me in his own words. Why do you still work for him then? He said, because of this. In the CIA, they call these patches. Someone's been patched. And what they did in that missing time is they manipulate their bodies. He said, there were at least 1,000 other scientists who were patched at the time. We're talking late 90s, about 97, something like that. And he said, I am coming around to microchips and vaccines. He said, in that missing time, what they do is they manipulate your body to need the drug in the patch to survive. How they do it, I don't know, but they do it. And he said, this patch has to be replaced every 72 hours. And if you are not repatched, then you start to die a very unpleasant death. And he said, I called their bluff on one occasion to see if they were just scamming me, and they weren't messing. That's what happened. So if he doesn't do and use his expertise to support the CIA in this whole global cult scam and conspiracy, then he's not repatched. And he actually said to me, I'm holding back knowledge that I have that they want, and I'm letting them know I am, because I know from other people it's happened to, that once they think they've taken everything they can get from you, they just don't repatch you. Because then you can't go and tell anybody what the hell's been going on. So he took a lot of guts to talk to me. Anyway, this is what he also told me. Now remember, this is 1997-ish. No one's talking about nanotechnology, really. Later, it was, now it's in everything. It's in food. But they weren't talking about it then in the, general arena. He said, what they're doing is they are injecting people with tiny, tiny microchips that you can't see in vaccination programs. He told me what these chips were for. And this is like late 90s. So these vaccines that are promoted by Bill Gates and funded by Bill Gates like no one else on earth, not least through an organization called Gavi, Bill Gates and Gavi want to vaccinate everyone. And they want something else. This Gavi organization of Bill Gates has been developing. They want, and this is the name they give, a quantum tattoo on everyone who's vaccinated so they can digitally tell if you've been vaccinated or not. Now, where this is going is this COVID-19 scam. Eventually, the figures will start to drop and they'll ease the lockdown at some point. But what they're planning is other waves. And because the lockdown precedent has been set, there won't be any run-up to lockdown with any other wave. There will be immediate lockdown. This is what it's all about. And they're getting people psychologically subservient to that. And then they will say that if you have the vaccine, and currently there are 7 vaccines said to be in the works for COVID-19, every single one is funded by Bill Gates. This is the same Bill Gates who was involved with his Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in Event 201, which was a simulation of a coronavirus pandemic and how the authorities would react, exactly as they have, 6 weeks before the thing came to public attention in China. Also running that Event 201 simulation of a coronavirus pandemic was the World Economic Forum, which Gates is massively involved in. This is the 1%. And an organization called Johns Hopkins University Medical Operation in America. Also there was Johnson & Johnson, who's one of that's now developing the vaccine for COVID-19. The Johns Hopkins organization that took part in that simulation, which turned out to be exactly as it's turned out, also ran a simulation in 2018 along the same lines. Who is collating the global figures quoted in the media of COVID-19 cases and deaths? The Johns Hopkins operation that was involved in these simulations. The idea is that they'll say, if you want to come out of lockdown and you don't want to keep going into lockdown, then you have got to have the vaccine that we say you have to have so that you are not a threat to the rest of the community.
And that gives you rights.
Yeah.
That's this passport that Bill Gates was talking about.
Yes. Bill Gates is one of the most sinister people on planet Earth. And by God, think of the competition. And so you have a situation where this is where the game is going, that you have this vaccine full of shite to control you and to undermine your health so that we can have more pandemics, or you can't mix with the rest of the community, you can't fly, etc. Now, this is the real reason why Gates and Gavi, this vaccine alliance, has developed this quantum tattoo so that they can tell who's had the vaccine and who hasn't. And there will be technology that you pass through, which will pick it up to see if you, when you're trying to get on a plane, oh no, you can't, you've not been vaccinated.
Is it like a chip inside of you?
Well, yeah, in simple terms, that's basically what it will be. Exactly what technology they come up with, we'll see. But the principle is exactly that. And when you pass through technology now, at specific points, your temperature's going to be taken. We now have, what we've got to understand is that the people that run Silicon Valley are lovely people. They care deeply about humanity. So first of all, what they've been doing, they've just released it, people like Google, is they're releasing mobile phone tracking data to governments so governments can see if there's any gathering of people during the lockdown.
Yeah, they found a bunch of kids who went to a spring break party on the beach, 70 of them, and they tracked them to 40 different states in America. I thought that was illegal to give their data up, but they're doing it.
Oh, once you have the lockdown and you suspend democracy, which is what's happened, and you enter a tyranny that can only be described as fascistic, there are no legalities for humans anymore. Because the government does what it likes. And it's not the politicians. They're just clueless. It's the dark suits behind the government that drive it. So that's only one step from the microchip, which is where they want to go, whereby they will track you wherever you go in real time. And they will say ongoing that only this amount can ever gather together, because they don't want mass protests. And they'll know if you do, because they'll be tracking you. Now, let's go to China. I've been saying in the books and talks for decades, that if you want to see what they plan for the West tomorrow, look at China today.